Hey there, welcome back to Foot Traffic. I have a special interview today. Her name is Melody Pormerati. And Melody is, she really is somebody when you hear that phrase, like, if you want to make more income, more impact, right? And it feels very cliche and there's not a lot of meaning behind it. It's just a phrase people say. When I think of Melody, I actually think of somebody who is genuinely trying to do both, who is thinking about impact as much, if not more than making that income. And we're going to talk about really making an impact in your business and how you can simultaneously do both. And maybe you've been more focused on one over the other. And I bet you if that's the case, something is feeling off or you're not growing as fast as you like. When you combine the two, truly combine the two, I think you're going to find out you've been missing something, right? You've been out of alignment. So I'm really excited for me to interview Melody. It's a phenomenal interview. We talk a little bit about young girls and empowering them, but the story behind maybe what a lot of us are holding on to, things that we were taught as a young girl and the things that are still popping up. So I think you are really going to enjoy this episode. Let's jump in. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Melody, welcome to Foot Traffic.
I'm so happy to be here, Stacey. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So before I dive in and just start picking your brain and asking all the questions, I always love to hear people's backgrounds. Like, how did this get started? How did you start? What are you doing today? Fill us in.
Oh my goodness. There's so much to say. A great place to start. So I started as a coach. I started as an empowerment coach. I'm still an empowerment coach. But what I noticed about my journey is that what I wanted was to touch more lives, right? As coaches, we work one-on-one. It's awesome. But I found myself wanting to have a greater impact. So I started with Girl Life, which you're going to hear all about today, I'm sure. But I wanted to create a soul-centered business where I was really impacting young girls and really helping introduce them to their own superpowers. And so I took my coaching and I started empowering women to empower girls, which is really my mission right now and brings me to this beautiful passion-led business that I feel so lucky that I get to lead.
How did you decide young girls? Like, where did that come from?
You know, there are so many different reasons. First and foremost, I was a young girl who really struggled with anxiety. I didn't know it was anxiety at the time. It wasn't the buzzword that it is today. And I was constantly being taken by my mom from doctor to doctor because I had these crazy stomach aches. Okay. And we didn't know what it was because every doctor was like, Melody is absolutely fine. And it wasn't until my 20s and 30s where I really became a student of the mind and the body. And in the coaching work that I did, I was like, wait a second, there's something more happening here. I realized that what I was struggling with was debilitating anxiety. And so, you know, I feel like as women, when we come through something, when we learn those inner tools that can help us, we want to scream it off of the rooftops.
Yeah.
So that was one of my reasons. I was like, we are not going to have another young girl go through the challenges of anxiety, of depression, without also giving them the inner tools to know that they can move through it with ease and grace and learn from it and all of that good stuff. The other thing is that I myself, at the time that I started Girl Life, had 2 7-year-olds. I have twin girls.
Okay.
And when I watched them go through all of their rites of passage, and, you know, even before that, I remember watching them. I have this beautiful story. We were in the Dominican Republic. I was watching my girls. They were holding hands and skipping waves on the beach. They didn't have a care in the world. They were so deeply rooted in that moment. They didn't care about what happened yesterday. They were not concerned with what was going to happen tomorrow. They were just there. And I looked at myself and I was like, well, here I am sitting with tons of worries. I'm thinking about my clients who are dealing with all sorts of challenges. And I asked myself what it is that happens between that tender age of 7 and 8 that shift things for us in adolescence and as women. And I said, you know what? I want to fill in this blank. I don't think there's enough here to support our girls. And I decided to create a business that literally raises and uplifts girls in the most meaningful ways.
I love that. Now, before we jumped on, I was telling you how everybody has this phrase like, increase your income, increase your impact, make more influence, like all the things, right? People say it, but it's kind of just like this phrase that everybody says that I don't really see a lot of people doing.
Right.
How did you just like go through that phrase, but actually make it mean something? Mm. How can we make sure we're all assessing how we really feel about that? And are we just seeing impact or are we actually doing something with it?
Mm. I love that question so much. You know, impact, income, you hear it all the time, 100%. I really take it back to my roots. So I grew up in this entrepreneurial family. My father, he has 4 live children, but he also has his business, which we always say is his first baby and like the one that gets the most time. Now, he was passionate about what he was doing, and it was super important for him to bring us into the family business, which was importing like home goods, things that you would find in the house. So that's what we did. We literally, from the time I was like 13 years old, I was working in his office. I was even working there part-time in college. And while I loved the entrepreneurial piece, I really felt something missing. I felt called to do something that was more, had meaning for me, yeah. Right? Like we all want to wake up in the morning and feel like we're doing good in the world. And so for me, all of the different things that led me to my path of entrepreneurship were amazing. But when I decided to create a business and I decided that I wanted to scale that business, I was like, the only way that this is going to matter to me in the way that I wanted to is if I can also know that the more impact I have, the more income I make, and the more income I make, the more impact I have. So these two things were working together. Mm-hmm. And an impactful business, like I the way that I see it, I get to work with people who are change makers in this world, right? And I'm earning more. They are each earning more because our business, at the end of the day, I'm teaching women to run profitable girls empowerment businesses. So the better they do, the more impact they're making. So it's like they work together in this beautiful harmony. Mm-hmm. And so I think that like that's what it's about. And when I look around me right now, I see so many female leaders doing something to that effect, because it just like work is no longer like we need it to be something amazing, like with our phones in our hands all the time, with the accessibility that we have to our jobs. I feel like it would be such a shame for it not to be something that raises us up and somehow also helps the world at large.
I love that. Well, and with you, Melody, it sounds like you had this experience working with your dad, knowing like it was the family business, but it wasn't your passion. There's probably somebody listening who got into a business just to make money, and they're feeling the way you felt working for your dad of like something's missing. So when you realized something was missing, did you immediately think, I just need to do something on my own? Like how could maybe somebody get out of kind of realizing they're in that slump of maybe not picking the right thing for them at that moment?
Absolutely. You know, I think that when we notice ourselves going through the motions, kind of waking up in the morning, getting the coffee, getting to the office, and it's like we're doing it because we're on autopilot, but it doesn't move us. It doesn't inspire us. It doesn't excite us. I think that's when our intuition might be speaking to us and through us, really. And it's important to really get in touch with that inner voice of knowing that is always with us. And I think there's a lot of fear. Like, let's be honest, there's a lot of fear in leaving the known, leaving the paycheck that you know you're going to get, the security and the stability, and stepping into something new. But you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like we need to feel the fear and do it anyways, because I always say, like, my tagline is, I want to help you create a business and a life that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning. Mm-hmm. And like, let's be honest, we don't want to jump out of bed every morning, but I'm hoping you're going to want to jump out of bed like 3 out of 5 weekday mornings. And like, it can be so good. And yeah. I feel like it's a shame to not really just explore, even if you're going to side hustle for a while.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes we can get into something accidentally, right? It's like, oh, we're good at it. So we just start doing it. We start selling it. Right. And I've been very vocal on my podcast about having that realization of like, wait, how did I end here? Like, how did I get here? This is not really like, yeah, I'm good at it. I can teach and I can share it, but that's not my passion. And I really want to keep reminding everybody listening, keep listening to yourself. Keep observing. Like you said, is this autopilot? Are you lit up? Are you jumping out of bed excited? Or are you going another day, another dreading, you know, looking at the calendar or what's on it for that day?
Absolutely. I mean, we spend so many hours at work, yeah. right? Like that's such a big portion of our lives that infiltrates into the rest of our lives. So we owe it to ourselves to be doing something that really lights us up in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. I love this. Okay. So how did Girl Life Empowerment start? Like, can you fill us in a little bit with like, what did that look like? And how did you decide to move forward and do this?
Absolutely. Well, when I had this epiphany that this is what I was here to do, like that purpose was just staring me in the face. And I was like, how am I going to make this happen? And I said to myself, I better jump on it, because if I don't, I might be scared or I might not take the step necessary. So I literally put a post on Facebook. I said, moms of young girls, I am so interested in working with your daughters to help them change the way that they see the world, to know that the thoughts that they think actually create the reality that they observe. I said all these things, I spoke from my heart. And a week later, I had 22 girls in my first workshop. So these girls came into my workshop and Stacey, I can't tell you, it was like, I was lit up. They were lit up. They were learning all these things in a fun environment because we do an empowering craft. We make an organic juice. We talk about things that you don't usually talk about in school, right? Emotional intelligence. So it was so good. And I continued to do this for years in my own community. And the more I shared about what I was doing, the more I had other people in my network saying, Melody, I need to do this. Like, I see how you're lit up. I see the girls in your community are flourishing. Like, how do we get to do this? And so that's when I was like, okay, how do we get to share these messages with other people? And so I went to a Tony Robbins Date with Destiny seminar. It was like ridiculously amazing. And in that time and space, I made a commitment to scale this, to make this like a global endeavor. I came home and I did it. I just went for it. I created a certification program where I teach women to do exactly what I was doing successfully in my community so that they can teach. We have 17 different workshops they can teach, but then I also teach them, how do we run a business? How do we run a social media page? How do we find the girls to fill up our workshops? How do we nurture their parents to make them feel comfortable with us teaching their girls? So just basically we left no stone unturned. We started the Girl Life Certification Program. And to date, we have over 180 women in different parts of the world running these workshops and just like causing this beautiful ripple effect.
Okay. I love this so much. I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit because I know somebody listening is thinking like, that sounds amazing, but I'm not qualified. Why would I do this? Now I'm going to go back to you before you wrote that post and you scared yourself and you just did it anyway. Why you? How are you qualified to do this? What made you think I'm going to start this, right? Because there's somebody listening who needs to hear all the things that went through your head.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And I felt all those things that you just said. I really did feel all those things. And I had to respond to myself, right? I was an empowerment coach, so I knew that I had that. Yeah. But put that aside, I think too many of us are focused on the credentials. When you know you've got something, when you know that you've got this gift that is yours to share, it's not fair to withhold it from the world, right? And what else did I say to myself? I said, I am a woman. I used to be a girl. I've, you know, been moving through this life, learning, growing, challenging myself. And I just, you know, I knew that I had something and I couldn't shy away from it. And I invite your listeners to also ask themselves, like, you know, thinking of all of the incredible poets and artists and leaders in the world who have created some of the most impactful things, movements, art, right? Mm-hmm. And if they hadn't stepped into that, if they had had that imposter syndrome, if they had said, why me? Like, why should I get up and do this every morning? Then think of what we would have been robbed of in this world. And so it's really important for us to step in and try it. I mean, what is the worst that can happen? Right. We deserve to try the things that are on our heart.
I love that so much. What are some things that you were most surprised with when you got in? I mean, there's so much when we're talking. I have a lot of women listeners, and there's so much that happens in our childhood that is now brought up as grown adults as we run our businesses. What are some things you noticed or you realized or discovered when working with these girls that you're seeing even with grown adults and how we are behaving today?
I think, unfortunately, well, a lot of it comes down to the messaging, right? What is the messaging that we received? I feel like as young girls, we were taught that we could do absolutely anything. And then all of a sudden, we get to 8 and 9 years of age, which statistically is when a girl's self-confidence peaks. And to me, that statistic is insanity because, like, we have our whole lives ahead of us at 9 years of age. So we're really in the business of changing that statistic. But we need to notice the messages that are coming through to our girls. Something so simple that we might have heard when we were growing up, be a good girl, right? What does that really mean to us? And, you know, I pulled our Facebook community and said to them, when you were told to be a good girl, what were people in essence saying to you? And they said, you know, to be seen, but not heard, to dim our shine, to turn down the volume of our voice, to not use our voice, all of these things. And so the messaging needs to change for our young girls. And I see it firsthand because the girls who walk in who are 5 years of age are very different than the girls who are walking in at 15 years of age. Mm-hmm. So when we make these requests of our girls, I think we need to be a little more specific. We need to define what a good girl is instead of letting them assume that they know. And what I always say to our community is instead of asking our girls to be good girls, let's ask them to be powerful girls.
Oh, I love that so much. So you don't know this, but like when I was working with my mindset coach, one of my biggest stories was I'm a good girl. So that is so crazy that that's what you brought up. And like I went to, you know, like a Christian school growing up and like just the way that I was raised, it was very much so like, if I'm a good girl, I'm winning. If I'm a good girl, I'm right. So, oh my goodness. I love that you just said to get them to be powerful because I have two girls as well. So
you do. Yes.
I love that message so much. Anything else surprise you or shock you or like that has completely changed the way that you do your workshops or that you've, you know, kind of spread that message another way?
My goodness. There's so much. I mean, it's what's very interesting to be quite honest is sometimes the things that they're picking up on outside, like what's happening on social media. I mean, I shouldn't say that it surprises me, but we are in essence competing with that, which they're hearing on social media. And it's not just one of them, it's all of them. So, you know, to really demystify what it is that these girls are seeing on social and to teach them reality is, you know, reality is right here. Reality is not what's happening there. It's the highlight reels that everybody's posting. And to get them used to understanding like that they are, you know, life is happening in the present moment. It's not happening on social. And it's, they're facing a lot right now, these girls. Yeah. Like if somebody on the snap map, if someone's having a party, they can all see that they're at the party and they're not. Like it's so much more than they know how to process. And right. So what we really try to do is to help them to understand and to help them to get out there and participate in life instead of sitting behind the phone and just kind of like looking at content that is polished and prefabricated and all of that stuff, just to be real and authentic.
I love that so much. Yeah. And I think too, a lot of us, you know, we've got children who are looking at phones, but also looking at us and watching what we're doing and how we are showing up. So there's a lot, and how we're showing up on social media, you know, I mean, just yes. There's so much there. So to really take a good look at that now. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I feel like I have to say this because yeah. What you just said is everything. Mm-hmm. One of my greatest joys is teaching women that, you know, we so deeply want our girls to do better and to be successful and to live their truth. And if we're not actually embodying that as their parents or as women just walking this earth, we are models to all young girls. And when we're not doing it, how can we expect them to do the same?
Ah, so good. Now you talk about, you said this, I think earlier too, that women, we have superpowers. Girls have superpowers. Can you share like what that is, an example of that, how we can use those?
Absolutely. So I believe that everyone comes into this world with many different superpowers. Those are our inborn gifts. Some people are artistic, other people, you know, they just have an affinity to something. Maybe it's music. But what I think also happens is we acquire superpowers through our challenges. And that goes for women, it goes for girls. And, you know, when we're going through the challenge, we could never imagine what's on the other side of it. But once we figure that out, that's one of our superpowers. So an example that I share with the women in our training, I don't share this one with the girls, but I struggled with infertility. On the other side of infertility was so much grace and patience. And once again, another deep rooted reason why I felt like I wanted to be in a position to help women feel their most empowered selves. So teaching our girls that they can uncover those superpowers and that, you know, they may come from a place of pain, but there's so much that can be done with them. So whenever they're going through the tough stuff, they'll be like, I wonder what superpower I'm going to learn about next.
Yeah. Well, and it comes back to, you know, I always tell people like resourcefulness is one of the biggest characteristics like you can build and develop and to go through that and to know that there's another way and just to keep going and just to keep trying and all the things and to really show not just the young girl, but even the like maybe the young girl still within okay. Of like, keep going. There's a next step because business is hard, right? And even when you can be winning, one thing can happen and turn your business the opposite direction. And it comes down to how bad do you want it? And are you going to be willing to dig deep and find that superpower and get through it? So absolutely. I love bringing that up. And like I said before, there's so much here. We're talking to young girls, but man, there's so many of us listening right now going, I needed to hear this message.
And that's really why we do what we do, right? Like all of the facilitators who take our program are always saying, first and foremost, these messages are the messages that the young girl within me needed to hear. Yes. We just weren't raised with this stuff. It wasn't the way things were done. And we're trying to change that.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell us about your latest book? Like fill us in. And then to be clear, somebody could say, I want to teach this. I want to get certified and step into this and have this be part of my mission. Can you fill us in on kind of both the book and more upon that?
Absolutely. Well, the mission piece, absolutely. There is a certification program available to women who are like, I could really actually take this on as a living. I could earn 5 and 6 figures running girls empowerment workshops and using that platform to do other things in the girls empowerment world. So that is absolutely available. And that's really what my business is all about. Yep. And then my book is called Empowered Women, Empower Girls, which you had so eloquently talked about. And that's really the message is here. We have all of these beautiful wishes for young girls. We want to see them thrive. Mm-hmm. And the way that we can do that is by embodying all of those traits that we want to see within them. So, you know, modeling that use of our own intuition, talking kindly to ourselves when we look in the mirror. Like so often a mother will say, I don't know why my child is so mean to herself. And, you know, she gets into arguments and she's this, she's that. And the question is, like, if we're looking in the mirror and not to blame, but just to see, like, what is it that I'm modeling for her? What is it that she's seeing within me every single day? Our minds are 95% subconscious mind, 5% conscious mind. So even if we think our children aren't listening when we look in the mirror and call ourselves fat or say something unkind to ourselves, they're hearing that. Mm-hmm. And they might not say those exact words, but they will learn that it's okay not to be kind and gentle with themselves. Mm. So the book is really like as many steps as we can give women to really walk the talk and empower girls.
I love that. Where can people find the book and find you on social?
Absolutely. The book is all over Amazon, all Amazon platforms. And I hang out a lot on Instagram at Girl Life Empowerment.
Amazing. Melody, anything you want to share as we wrap up? One last takeaway for our listeners today.
Oh my goodness. I think the biggest thing that I could say is that we need to get into the habit of teaching our girls about emotional intelligence. It's so important to create future female leaders, to have them lean into the intellect. That's all really important. But I think what we're missing for our female leaders is that divine femininity. There's so much knowledge there, compassion, kindness, integrity. If we use that to our advantage, especially when we lead our businesses, especially when we lead our girls, there's so much to be gained.
Oh, I love that. Melody, thank you so much for being here. This was a topic I was really excited about, especially having two young girls. I just think what you are doing is incredible. Definitely go check out Melody online, on Instagram. So grateful to have you here today.
Oh, thank you, Stacey. I appreciate it so much. It was a pleasure.
If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytushel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified Foot Traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytushel.com/info session.